Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Passat Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. Now, Carrington Cardinal Basketball.
We welcome you to the Hillsboro Event Center in Hillsboro, North Dakota. Tonight, Carrington Girls Basketball on the radio. It is a makeup game from the first miserable snow of the season. We've already had two of those. Be great if Mother Nature was done with it, but we'll see. Nonetheless, it's the Carrington Cardinals and the Burrows of Hillsboro Central Valley. Happy to have you along with us, BJ Walters. With you, the Cardinals coming off of a region opening win over the Thompson Tommies, 54-46 on Friday night. A good night for Anniston Hornet, a good night for Harper Coleman. And those two young ladies will be needed tonight because Carrington play the Hillsboro Central Valley Burrows a little bit shorthanded. Our well wishes to Mara Johnson, who's really just been under the weather, and that has been going around. It caught my whole house. It has just been going around. In our case, it started with Melanie, the five-year-old. Powerful little five-year-old, isn't she? Yeah. Nonetheless, for Mara, she is out tonight with illness. The reports are that she's better than she was yesterday, but she was super feverish yesterday and just wasn't up for it today. So our well wishes and Merry Christmas wishes as well to Mara Johnson. So for Carrington, a little shorthanded against a Hillsboro Central Valley team that comes in 1-5 overall, 0-1 in the region. They've lost five in a row. Four of them have been by single digits. So sure, they're struggling right now, but it's a team that's better than their record, no question about it. And in this game last year, Carrington and Hillsboro Central Valley, just after the new year, were tied at 34 with 5 minutes left. Carrington ended the game on an 11-0 run. So it is the Cardinals and the Burrows tonight. Carrington a chance to get to 2-0 in region play and get back over 500 overall. And when we come back, we'll take a look at those early region standings in Region 2A, and we'll tell you what else is going on tonight when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Gar Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Gar Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
It's the Cardinals and the Hillsboro Central Valley Burrows tonight in the Hillsboro Event Center. Now, Carrington, we told you, won their region opener. As we take a look at the region standings, they currently sit this way, and understand there's going to be a lot of change, as we know, over the course of the season. Four wins, Minnewaukan currently lead the region because their win over Grafton was a double counter the night that Surrey Gord went for 48. So that was a double counter. They are 2-0. Carrington 1-0. Then Thompson 2-1. Mayport CG 1-1, Grafton 2-3, Hillsborough Central Valley 0-1, Harvey Wells County 0-2. And believe it or not, Devil's Lake still hasn't played a region game yet. Tonight in Class A, there are good matchups as Wahpeton is at Valley City. The winner of that one takes the early lead in Region 1. Williston's at undefeated Watford City. By the way, over the weekend, Watford City beat Turtle Mountain. There will be another number one team in the state come Christmas Eve on Wednesday. Thompson's at Central Cass. That's an interesting one as well. Lisbon at Lemoore and Maple River Mayport CG could be interesting as well. We also have one eye on the East Gymnasium in Carrington, where the Cardinal boys are about to tip off with the Woodchucks of St. John. You can watch it right now on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube channel. Kyle Hewitt and Vinny Rappel have it for you as both teams look to get their first win in three. When we come back, there's still more on our pregame, including a visit with Hall of Fame head coach Andy Broughton, who this summer was elected and inducted into the North Dakota High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and the 27th year head coach joins us next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Freilich, Dr. Changula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas. Four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Back in Hillsborough, the makeup game for the Cardinals at the Hillsborough Central Valley Burrows coming up, and we're joined by Cardinal head coach Andy Broughton. And coach, a little more work to do before the Christmas break, and a big game tonight, because if you can get to 2-0 in region, that's a nice first step.
Correct, and Hillsborough brings a very athletic team, a very improved team, so we're going to have to be on top of things to come out on top.
You look at Friday, and really the first four games this year, your length defensively is really doing a nice job. You've only allowed 29% shooting through three games for your opponents. Your length, how does it sort of play? It certainly played Friday night defensively.
Sure, we're able to switch some screens and stay with, tall on some of the shooters. And if you can get length out on some shooters, that, makes them arch it a little bit more and maybe not make as many. But you got to be quick enough to get that hand in the face and be in proper position and take care of the boards. Boards will be big tonight.
Aniston, speaking of boards, 19 points and 10 rebounds on Friday. She's playing a little different position than she did last year, and playing sort of a forward role, seems to be taking to it rather well.
Sure, and tonight she might have to, do a little more handle of it, and she'll be fine with it. She takes the opportunity, the challenge to go for it, but she's really improved her game and looked for great things out of Aniston.
Tonight, it's Hillsborough Central Valley. Everything kind of starts with Peyton Olson. She's averaging a double-double, really nice player. What do you see from the Burrows?
Like you said, good on the boards, very aggressive. They do some 1-3-1 trapping. They got a new freshman in the lineup, I think, tonight. So she's very athletic and can shoot it. So we have to be pinpoint on defense. So hopefully our defense is consistent.
You look at their record, it's 1-5, but four of those losses are by single digits. So this is a team much better than that record.
Absolutely. And that's the way this division is. 5 points seems to separate a lot of games. So they easily could be 5-1, like you said. But we have to take care of business, do the job, not turn the ball over, not yield to that pressure they like to put out, and maybe we can reverse the ball and get some easy looks on the opposite side.
You look at it, you're a person short tonight. It's that time of year. Some people get sick sometimes. Mara Johnson is under the weather, so Cody Thiel gets a start tonight. And really, she's contributed very well in her minutes so far this year.
Yeah, Cody knows what to do. He's quick. She can shoot the ball and real scrappy on defense, too. And then Maya will get in the rotation and hopefully we can get Soph some looks too. So, you know, one of our things was building some depth. Well, tonight, maybe not by choice, but by opportunity, we're going to build some depth tonight.
Well, Coach, have some fun and good luck out there.
Thanks, BJ.
That's the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, joining us in the Bissett Motors starting lineups are next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Cardinals and Burroughs just about ready to go here in Hillsboro. And right now it's time for tonight's Bissett Motors starting lineups. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for Andy Broughton and the Cardinals. They will start at one guard, a 5'5 sophomore, Cody Thiel. She scored 7 points in four games with a rebound per game and half an assist per game. Another guard is 5'9 senior Sienna Top, 5.5 points, 3 rebounds per game. At one swing position, 5'8 junior Harper Coleman, 8 points, nearly 5 rebounds, and an assist and a half per game. At a forward, a 5'8 sophomore Aniston Hornet, just under 12 points, 6 rebounds, and just under 4 assists so far this year. And the center is the 5'11 sophomore Mara Coots, just under 9 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. For 27th year Carrington head coach Andy Broughton, 471 wins, 160 losses, assisted by Dave Johnson and Mara Nelson. For Hillsboro Central Valley, at one guard, a 5'3 senior Addison Sare, a 2 point per game, 1.5 rebound, 2.7 assist per game player. Another guard, and you heard Andy Broughton mention her, 5'6 freshman Raina Bettner, 7.2 points, 2.5 rebounds, an assist and a half per game. At one forward, Hadley Abentroth, a 5'7 junior averaging 6 points and 3 boards a game. Another forward, Paige Cotton, the 5'9 senior, 14 points, 9.5 rebounds a game. And at center, a 5'9 junior, Peyton Olson, averaging a double-double, 13 points and 11 rebounds per game. She's also very good at getting to the free throw line, 18 out of 27. For third-year head coach Dwayne Connell, he comes in with a record of 19 and 37. Carrington are in all red with white numbers and letters outlined in white. Hillsboro Central Valley in all white with royal blue numbers and letters. The boroughs will move from left to right across your radio dial, internet stream, Carrington right to left. We're happy to have you with us tonight on KDAK the Cardinal, FM 100.1 AM 1600 at newsdakota.com. on the KDAK the Cardinal mobile app and by asking your smart speaker to open KDAK the Cardinal. Also in the Central City, they are underway and almost halfway through the first quarter. St. John and Carrington are tied at 4. The Woodchucks scored the first 4. Carrington the next 4 as Taylen Maring just shot a three. It's a 4-4 game. You can find it on the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube channel. That's our pregame report. When we come back, the opening tip as Carrington and Hillsboro Central Valley meet for the first of two times this season. They will do that when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
Cardinals and Burrows being introduced to the crowd here at the Hillsboro Events Center. After this one, a week off for the holiday as Carrington will host the holiday invite beginning a week from today. The four girls teams there are Carrington, Hazen, Dickinson, Trinity, and Northern Cass. Carrington will face Hazen at 4 p.m. a week from today, 3:45 airtime on KDAK The Cardinal and on YouTube. And then on Tuesday at 3:15 on the same two outlets, you'll be able to find the Cardinals and Dickinson Trinity. The boys will play Ned Rose on Monday night, and Tuesday afternoon at 12:30, they will play Watford City. Cardinal boys with their first lead of the season. They lead St. John's 7-4 back home in Carrington.
Starting at a forward, 5'7 junior, number 4, Hadley Ingersoll.
It's a beautiful arena here in Hillsboro. We really enjoy coming here. Dave Nelson takes real good care of us. He's actually introducing the lineups right now, Dave is. They are very excited about this freshman, Raina Bettner. Bettner, very good player in the early going. They think she can be a real, real good one for them.
Good luck to both teams. Your officials for tonight's game are Jeremy Ludio, Brian Marcus, and Larry Wenis.
And with that, we're ready to go. The opening tip will be contested between Peyton Olson and Mara Kutz. We hope you enjoy the action. One final one before the holiday. And the opening tip is controlled by Carrington. Here's Harper Goldman down the left side. Harper hesitates and gives to Cody Thiel, left wing, down towards Hornet. Kick out to Sienna Top against a 1v1 and a near steal. The ball knocked out of bounds by Peyton Olson. A baseline inbound, baseline left for Aniston Hornet. She'll throw the ball in deep to a wide open Harper Coleman for three. Rattled it off. And a rebound down to Paige Cotton. And here comes Addison Sauré down into the middle for Olsen to bank it in. 2-0 HCV. And Peyton Olsen averaging a double-double off to a good start, but they don't pick up Aniston Hornet, and she buries a three. Aniston Hornet with a three, and Carrington has the lead at 3-2. Straight away, Sauré against Thiel goes down to Olsen, who gets trapped, finds a wide open Cotton who couldn't finish. Olsen the rebound and the putback. It's 4-3 Burroughs. A 1-3-1 zone now for Hillsborough Central Valley. In the corner, seeing a top, looking for the basket cut. Extra pass, Mara Coots. Spins, finds top. She'll drive, fire from 12, a little long. And the rebound is taken in by Sienna Top, and then she's tied up by Olsen, and it goes the other way. 6:38 to play, first quarter, bank forward scoreboard, 4-3, Hillsborough Central Valley. And here is Bettner against Sienna Top. Up high, a drive by Sauré, she gives to Aventroth. Aventroth has her shot blocked by Harper Coleman and rebounded by Cody Thiel. Here's Coleman to Aniston Hornet, right side. Back to Harper Coleman straight away. On the left wing, it's for Cody Thiel. Back into Harper Coleman, who spins left to her strong hand. Kick out. Cody Thiel thought about a three. Gets to the baseline and instead finds on the wing Coleman. Into the mid post. Mara Coots gets inside and gets blocked. And it's out of bounds. It stays here. I think it was blocked by Olsen, who's everywhere early. 4-3 Burroughs. Baseline inbound Hornet. Goes deep to Harper Coleman. Back into the corner for Hornet. Here's Harper Coleman at the head of the key. Down towards Coots. One dribble. Fadeaway jumper goes in for Mara Coots. And it's a 5-4 lead for Carrington. Bettner. Up top. Sauré, who is a distributor. Her pass is knocked away by Coots and stolen by Hornet. Here comes Aniston the other way in a one-point game. Hornet wants a high ball screen from Mara Coots. Gets it, goes to the corner for Harper Coleman. She drives in, kicks it back out towards Hornet, who saves it and finds Sienna Top. Here's Cody Thiel at 28 feet. Cody bounces one to the right elbow for Coots. Coots for Carrington, spinning in, kicking out. Sienna Top has it. Dribbles right, now left. Eight to shoot. Top spins. Spins again and got fouled. Kind of a bailout there. And the foul is the first on the freshman, Raina Bettner. And into the lineup for the first time comes Mackenzie Potocic. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. She's 2 of 7 from 3 this year. Carrington, a fresh shot clock, 3 minutes in. They have it with Aniston Hornet at the head of the key. Against Paige Cotton, skips it left side. Cody Thiel's left alone, and she buries a three. Cody Thiel with the triple, and Carrington's lead is 8-4. And now a turnover at the other end. And the Cardinals have it back, leading by 4 with 4:46 to play in the first on the bank forward scoreboard. Here's Hornet. Dribbling with the right hand, goes right side. Sienna Top, back to Hornet straight away. Annie drives in, finds top right wing corner, back towards Hornet, stolen by Olsen. Olsen the other way, leaves for Cotton. Down the right side, Aventroth. Started a drive, got it back on a give and go. Up top, Cotton, guarded by Hornet. Pick and roll, Olsen is tied up. It goes the other way, Sienna Top got in there and got a hand on it. So Carrington with the ball. They've scored the last 5. Here is Aniston Hornet. Faking a handoff, driving in all the way and getting blocked by Cotton. Rebound Olsen. And Olsen is hand-checked by Mara Coots. Her first, team's first. So the Burroughs have the basketball, down by 4. There's not a lot of depth for Carrington, so they don't want a whole lot of foul trouble. Here's Cotton, stuffed by Hornet. Offensive rebound, Olsen, and she recovers it in the far right corner. Now Olsen spinning in, and there's the second on Mara Kutz. And Andy Broughton does not like that. He claps his hands together as if to say, no, that's not what we want. And now Maya Nice checks in for Kutz. Nice, the 5'7 freshman, 3 points and a rebound per game. Driving in is Cotton with a banked runner that doesn't go. Rebound, Aniston Hornet. Carrington wants to push because there's not a lot of size out there. Here's a three for Nice off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Maya Nice. She finds Sienna top. Here's Steele. Left wing, Harper Coleman. Bounces a ball up top for Sienna. Sienna top dribbles left, now right. Gets trapped, kicks it out. It's Hornet. Here's Steele in the corner for three. Skips it over the rim. Backside rebound saved in to Bettner. Carrington cannot have a smaller lineup out there, I don't think. Straight away, a three for Cotton is wide right. Rebound Olsen. Boy, is she everywhere. Here's Cotton driving the lane to lay it up and miss it. Rebound Harper Coleman on the move. Harper Coleman with no numbers gets fouled. And the foul is on Mackenzie Potocic, her first, team second. 2:46 to play, opening quarter, 8-4 Carrington. Mara Kutz has to come back in for Sienna top, and the Burrows introduce Casey Hong into the game. 5'6 senior guard, 2.5 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Here's Nice, straight away for Cody Thiel. Harper Coleman, left wing, Aniston Hornet. Fakes left, goes right, finds Coleman. Around a Hornet screen, Coleman gets loose, goes in and lays it up, missed it. Rebound, Kutz, one dribble, lost it. Held ball, it goes to HCB. Eight-four Cards with 2:24 to go in the first. Against a zone. Carrington having to play zone because of foul difficulty and size. In the corner. Driving in. Eventroth got cut off. Skip it right side. Casey Hong into the middle. Olsen kick out. Potocic right side. Hong. Back to Potocic. Left side. Bettner's three is good. Reyna Bettner buries the three, and it's 8-7. Bettner comes in 4 for 28 from three. She hits her fifth. Short corner. Coleman skips it left side. Hornet fakes, spins, kicks to Cody Thiel. The sophomore in her first start leaves for Aniston Hornet to pop a three. That's long. Rebound loose, controlled by Harper Coleman. Left side, Maya Nice. And she double dribbled a turnover. Back in Sienna top for Carrington. Back in for the Burrows comes Paige Cotton. And it's for Olsen with 1:22 to go in the quarter. It's 8-7 Carrington. Playing without Mara Johnson, their point guard and team's leading scorer. She is ill. On the right side against this zone, they swing it left wing. Casey Hong for three, short. Rebound, Sienna top. And here come the Cards in the final minute of play in the first. It's top, dribbling with the right hand against a 1v1. Second elbow. It's with Hornet. Kick out. Three by Nice. Air ball. Backside rebound. Potosik. And Cody Thiel reached in, got her hand on the ball, but as she did, she was out of bounds. So it goes to Hillsborough, Central Valley. Here come the Burrows. Down by a point. And a near steal. It is a steal by Cody Thiel. And now here's Harper Coleman. Right side, Aniston Hornet. Steps into a pass at the head of the key to Sienna top. Right side, Cody Thiel. Down to Hornet. One dribble, two dribbles. Spins. Finds a wide open top for three. A little wide left and rebounded by Bettner. Here comes Reyna Bettner. up ahead, tried to find Cotton, who misses. Rebound, Hornet, foul, Abentroth. Her first team's third. Meanwhile, in Carrington, halfway through the second quarter, St. John with a 20-13 lead on Randy Huey's boys. Mara Kutz checks in for Cody Thiel, who played the first 7:50. Final 8 seconds of the quarter. It's top to Kutz. Back to Sienna Top, who drives, stops, finds Kutz. Someone's got to shoot it. It's Hornet at the horn. A three for Aniston. And that's how the quarter ends. Carrington only hit 4 shots, but 3 of them were triples. And so at the end of 1 on the Bank Forward scoreboard, Carrington 11, Hillsborough, Central Valley 7, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
The game is close. It's a big rivalry. Students jump out of their seats while the cheerleaders lead the chanting. Everyone is on edge. The shot is up and the buzzer sounds. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? You can hear the hush of the crowd. With your whistle, you watch if his feet were inside the line or not. The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it? You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association.
Running tough, running strong. High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
We've played a quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard, and the Cardinals lead 11-7 thanks to 3 triples in that first quarter, 2 by Hornet and 1 by Cody Thiel. Cardinal basketball season brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Center. Compassionate care close to home. Second quarter underway, 1-3-1 zone for HCV. In the left wing corner, Mayan Ice holds, goes back up top for Harper Coleman. Right side, driving in Sienna Top, she's cut off. Looks for a pass, it's Mayan Ice. She'll pop a three, and that's short. Rebound comes down to Casey Hong. The other way, it's Bettner. Raina Bettner goes right side to Hong. Back to Bettner. Hong once more, guarded by Harper Coleman. Post entry knocked away by Kutz, stolen by Top. Here comes Sienna the other way. Right wing corner, she gets it back from Nice. Mid post feed to Kutz, who ball fakes. Spins, leaves it for Harper Coleman. Left side, Aniston Hornet, down to Mara Kutz. One dribble, goes up, misses, rebound loose, and out of bounds off Hillsborough Central Valley's Addison Sare. It stays at this end, and Cody Thiel is back in. Hornet gives to Top, and now Thiel, right side. Hornet for her third triple, that's short, and rebounded by Casey Hong. Hong gives right side, Sare, harassed by Coleman. Up top it's with Cotton, left wing. It's Bettner back to Cotton against this 2-3 zone. Olsen, kick out, 3 by Bettner is good again. She's got 2 of those, and it's 11-10 Carrington on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Right side, Sienna Top gets trapped and fouled by, yep, Paige Cotton, her first team second. One of those nights where you can watch the boys and listen to the girls. The boys down 22-20 to St. John inside of 2 minutes before halftime. Here, it's with Aniston Hornet left elbow. Kicks it out. Mayan Ice a three. That's off the front of the rim and taken in by Peyton Olson. Hillsborough Central Valley can take the lead again. On the left side, Casey Hong. Up top for Cotton. Skip it right side, Bettner. Ball faking is Sare. She drives and kicks to Casey Hong, who pops a three. That's a little long, and the rebound is taken down by Sienna Top. Sienna the other way. against a 1v1. Post entry deflects out to Hornet. Now down to Coleman. She's fouled. Is it Olsen or Saure? It's probably Saure, and it is. Her first and the team's second. We've got 5:38 to play, first half, and the Cardinals leading 11-10. Back in comes Cody Thiel for Aniston Hornet, who gets a little breather. Here's Harper Coleman, down to Coots. One dribble, spins left, goes right, fadeaway jumper, got it. Mara Coots with four. She comes in averaging 8.5 a game. It's 13-10. A little runner for Bettner doesn't go. Backside rebound saved in to Aventroth. On the left side, Bettner for the tie. She's short with it. And another rebound nearly by Aventroth, but it goes out of bounds. ...13-10 Carrington, 5 minutes, 5 seconds of the first half. Now it's the zone again in the corner. Cody Thiel down towards Coots, knocked out of bounds. And Cardinal basketball brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Back in, Aniston Hornet. She comes in for Maya Nice. The ball's thrown into Hornet at the head of the key. Spins right, gets a screen in the corner. Cody Thiel's three is short. Rebounding foul on Mara Coots, and that's three. That's a big problem now for Andy Broughton. There have only been three fouls called on Carrington in this game. They are all on Mara Coots. Wow. Oh, my goodness. 13-10. And on the left side, Aventroth holds and goes up top. Right side, Bettner had her pass deflected by Cody Thiel. In the corner, it's with Cotton. In the middle of the paint, Olsen is fouled. And the first foul not on Mara Coots will be on Aniston Hornet. And that will enter Sophie Spitzer into the lineup, 5'11 junior center, who has not scored and has grabbed two rebounds this year. Deep inbounds into the left wing. It's Aventroth up top for Bettner. Left side, Aventroth again. 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard still reads 13-10 Carrington. Post entry knocked away from Olsen. She recovers it, goes right side. And now deflected ball in the post. Left side, eventually with Cotton. 12 to shoot. Kick out. Aventroth for the tie. Long backside rebound taken in by Olsen. Kick out. Faking the three. Cotton. Little one-legged runner. No. Rebound comes down to Harper Coleman. She's tied up. And Olsen took it away from her and then lost it out of bounds. It'll go to Carrington. Patachik back in for Bettner. Here is Hornet going right side. Sienna top drives baseline. Gets cut off. Now it's Hornet. Here's Harper Coleman. Down towards Spitzer. Stolen. Knocked away by Olsen and stolen by Sare. Right side Cotton back to Sare. She'll drive the lane. Go inside and get fouled by Sophie Spitzer. And so free throws for Addison Sare. And Sare on the year is 7 of 12 at the free throw line. 58%. First foul on Spitzer. The free throw rattles out. Still 13-10 with 3:27 to go until the break. Coming up at the break, we'll have stats, scores, and a check on the boys who lead at the break. Second free throw goes in, 13-11 Carrington. Sare's first point of the night. Here is Top dribbling left, leaving for Cody Thiel to fire a three, and she banked it in. Cody Thiel with the three, and it's 16-11 Carrington. In her first career start, Thiel has six. On the right side, Soray starts a drive, gets cut off, goes down to Olson. Kick out Cotton. She'll drive and dish to Olson to lay it up and in. Six for Peyton Olson, 16-13 Carrington. Here's Hornet. Driving right, got fouled by Potosik, her second. Team's third. And back in comes Maya Nice. And an inbound to a wide open Cody Thiel, who lays it in. Cody's got eight. It's 18-13. Great first half for the sophomore, Cody Thiel. Right side, a post entry knocked away by Aniston Hornet. It'll be a baseline inbound with 2:25 left in the first half. On the bank forward scoreboard, the inbounds comes deep to Cotton. Into the post, Olson blocked by Hornet, rebounded by Hornet. Up ahead, Maya Nice, who travels. Just got caught in between, and it's a turnover. 2:18 left in the half. On the left side, Bettner. High post feed, Olson. Kick out, Bettner. Potosik, right side, Ebentroff. Back to Potosik. Skip it into the corner for Cotton. Down low for Olson. Knocked out of bounds by Hornet. 15 to shoot. 1:57 in the quarter. On the left side, it's Cotton. And her pass is intercepted by Harper Coleman. Here comes Aniston Hornet in a five-point game. It's Coleman down towards Hornet. And she's fouled by Potosik, her third. That's also the last one to give. Scoreboard has it as her second, so I missed one. Driving left, kick out, Cody Thiel from Coleman. Thiel leaves for Maya Nice in the corner, and her pass is intercepted by Peyton Olson. Olson the other way. Up top, Bettner thought about a three, drives right, leaves for Cotton. She'll drive the lane, put up a runner. It was blocked by Hornet and rebounded by Harper Coleman. And then she got fouled, and Coleman will shoot two. Coleman shoots two on the foul. The fourth. I didn't miss anything. That's the fourth on Mackenzie Potosik. And Harper Coleman shoots two free throws. This year, Coleman 9 of 11 at the line. The first one is long. Mackenzie Potosik has four fouls with a minute 20 left in the first half. She sits back in Abentroth, and for Carrington, back in Sophie Spitzer for Maya Nice. Coleman's second free throw goes down, and this is the largest lead for Carrington, 19-13. 1:10 to play in the half. Left side, Casey Hong. Gets it back into the corner for Cotton. Skip it up top for Bettner. Raina Bettner. Right side for Abentroth. Short corner, Cotton's jumper air ball. Olsen's put back, no, but a foul on Spitzer. And that's two on Sophie. Free throws for Peyton Olson. Olson shooting two, her first one's long. She is 18 of 28 now on free throws so far this year. She gets to the line a lot. Maya Nice back in for Sophie Spitzer. So the bigs right now in a lot of foul trouble for Andy Broughton. Second free throw long. Rebound Sienna Top with under a minute to play in the half. Top drives and kicks. Maya Nice corner three. Short. Rebound. Out of bounds to Hillsborough Central Valley. There is a 10-second difference in the clocks. And nearly a travel. Looked like one from here. Wow. Bettner. Dribbles right-handed. Gives to Cotton. Back for Bettner. Head of the key, Hong. Bettner, right side, drives the lane with a runner that goes. Bettner's got eight, and it's 19-15. Sienna Top. Final possession of the half to Carrington. It's Hornet spinning, finding Top left wing, fires a three. Way off the mark, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Casey Hong, right side. Abentroth fires, misses, and that's halftime. We have come to the end of the first half with the score. The Carrington Cardinals 19 and the Hillsborough Central Valley Burrows 15. And coming up, we'll have our Central City H2O Plus halftime report when Cardinal basketball continues right after this.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
We have reached halftime inside the Hillsborough Event Center with the score, the Carrington Cardinals 19 and the Hillsborough Central Valley Burrows 15. It is the Central City H2O of Carrington halftime report. Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. And right now, in her first career start, Cody Thiel is kind of the hero of that first half for Carrington. She had 8 points. Aniston Hornet with 6, 4 for Mara Coots, and a point for Harper Coleman. For Hillsborough Central Valley, 8 for Raina Bettner, 6 for Peyton Olson, and 1 for Addison Sore. There were no ties, 3 lead changes. Hillsborough Central Valley's biggest lead was the opening basket, 2-0. Carrington's biggest lead was 19-13. All of that culminates in a 19-15 halftime score in favor of the Cards. And when we come back, we'll take a look at what else is going on in North Dakota when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Here at Old National Bank of Carrington, we prefer to be the bank of choice that helps our clients fulfill their dreams, passionately supports our communities, and invest in the growth and development of our team members. Our mission has deep roots and a trusted partner.
we invest our time, heart, and expertise so that our clients and communities thrive. Come see us today at Old National Bank from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on Main Street in Carrington.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Committed to serving you with compassion, Evans Funeral Home of Carrington in New Rockford. Always available with the care you require, even at the most difficult time. You can count on Evans Funeral Home to provide guidance and answers when it comes to pre-planning, finding the perfect monument or marker to honor your loved one, or for service arrangements. Contact Evans Funeral Home in New Rockford at 947-2911 or in Carrington at 652-3003.
Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. They serve a 15-county area and deliver to home, office, and work sites a line of water and other products. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Visit them on Facebook for more information about in-home and office deliveries and the products available. Hydrate your home and office. Central City H2O of Carrington. We supply the water and vending you need where you need it.
The Central City H2O Plus halftime report continues after we pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from the Hillsboro Event Center, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
BJ Walters here, happy to have you with us. Carrington girls leading 19-15. Over Hillsboro Central Valley at the half. Meanwhile, inside the East Gym, the Carrington boys have overturned an early hole, and they now have a 35-24 lead in the third quarter over the St. John Woodchucks. That game right now on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube channel with Kyle Hewitt and Vinny Rappel on the call. Both Cardinal teams are home a week from today for the Carrington Holiday Invite. The girls against Hazen, the boys against Nedrose a week from today. Then a week from tomorrow, the boys against Watford City, the girls in a consolation final rematch against Dickinson Trinity. One other score to tell you about, Valley City's girls leading Wahpeton 50-35. Final minute of play in the third quarter. You can watch that on our sister station on YouTube, KOVC. Live. Carrington 19, Hillsboro Central Valley 15. When we come back, the second half. Thank you so much for joining us for the Central City H2O Carrington halftime report. The third quarter is next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you work with your local Pioneer team, you gain hardworking partners who strive to know your every acre. Doug Retzloff is your local Pioneer Seed Sales Representative in Carrington. Call Doug at Retzloff Seed and Supply LLC. He will do the best to match the right product on the right acre and supply you with unparalleled choices of Pioneer Seed products treated with Lumigen brand seed treatment to protect your investment. Doug and his team also carry a complete lineup of livestock feed and minerals. Retzloff Seed and Supply LLC in Carrington, near the roundabout.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
On the field, every second counts. And when injuries happen, you need a hometown advantage. At JRMC Orthopedics, our local team offers fast access to expert care so you don't have to travel out of town. From sprains and all the way to joint replacements, every same day, we've got you covered. The best plays start with getting back in the game. Orthopedic care that keeps you moving. It's right here. Visit JRMCND.com to learn more.
The Carrington Area Healthy Communities Coalition is a partnership of individuals and organizations working together to create a healthier community in which to work, live, and play. They support alcohol, drugs, smoking, vaping, and suicide prevention programs and promote activities such as pickleball, yoga, and park improvement. Their mission is to promote and support physical and mental health activities, prevention services, and community learning initiatives that promote a healthy lifestyle for the people of Carrington and surrounding areas. Visit HealthyCarrington.org.
Back in Hillsboro, just about ready to go. Second half here at the Hillsboro Event Center. Carrington leading 19-15 over the Hillsboro Central Valley Burros. Meanwhile, the Carrington boys extended the lead all the way to 35-24, and now St. John a 7-0 run. It's 35-31. Maddox McElhoney has 17 points for Carrington in that one. But St. John has gotten themselves right back in that thing. You can catch it on the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube channel with Kyle and Vinny right now. Burroughs will have it to begin the second half. And as wild as this sounds, I think they got to get Peyton Olson even more involved. She's got six of the 15. I think they've got to get her even more involved. This young lady, Raina Bettner, has eight. She's been very good. Here's Paige Cotton looking for Olson in the middle. Kick out. Left side, Aventroth, a little runner, air ball. Rebound backside, foul called on Olson. That's her first. And so Carrington with the ball now moving left to right across your radio dial, internet stream, whatever the case may be. Here's Harper Coleman straight away for Sienna top. Left wing, Harper Coleman thought about a three, drives baseline instead. Harper, wraparound feed, kick out, Sienna top. Still 15 to shoot, Hornet kick, right wing, three for Thiel. That one's off the front of the rim and taken in by Paige Cotton. And here comes Addison Sare the other way in a four-point game. 45 seconds gone by third quarter. Sare up top for Cotton. High-low pass, knocked down, saved in by Hornet to Cody Thiel. What a defensive play by Aniston. Here's Sienna top. Left side, Harper Coleman. Ball fakes, drives the baseline, stops, holds, and goes back up top to Sienna, who holds and goes left side. Harper Coleman down to Aniston Hornet. Two dribbles, spins, puts it up, missed it wide left. Got her own miss and got fouled. And the foul is the second on Raina Bettner. Second team foul. That's just good hard work by Aniston Hornet. Here's Sienna top giving to Mara Coots. Right side, Cody Thiel down towards Harper Coleman. She's fouled. Three fouls in quick succession for the Burroughs. And that's number two on Hadley Aventroth. Aniston Hornet throws it into Mara Coots. Kick out, Sienna top right wing. Looking for Coots, it's not there. So she drives baseline, puts it up, missed it. Offensive rebound, Coots, kick out, Cody Thiel. Shot clock at 20, right side, Sienna top. Gives to Coleman, down to Hornet, one dribble, kick out, Cody Thiel, another three. Off the heel, backside rebound. Aventroth had it, Olson has it. And Olson, a timeout was called by Dwayne Connell. A Dactel timeout. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. 19-15, 6:06 left in the third, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance, protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
It's still 19-15, Carrington on top. And in the East Gym, a good run by St. John. They've gotten themselves back in it, but Tate Wolski just got a lay-in for a 39-37 Carrington advantage in the final minute of the third on YouTube. Peyton Olson to trigger the inbound after the timeout. Well, nobody was ready. Buzzer went off. I don't know if that's a message to me, wrong answer, or I don't know. Now we're ready. Carrington with a little ball pressure. They can't press as hard because they don't have as many players right now. But if press does come on Sare, she spins away from it to Bettner. Back to Sare against a 2-3 zone. Bettner right side. Ball fakes into the corner, Paige Cotton. Back for Bettner. Up top, Sare. Left side, Aventroth. Back to Sare. In the middle, Olson. Two dribbles in, little runner, short. Rebounding foul on Olson. And that's already 14 fouls on Hillsborough Central Valley. Carrington are a 66% free throw shooting team. Tonight, 1-for-2. They may get a few here in this third quarter. 5:37 still left in it. And that's it for fouls to give for the Burrows. Aniston Hornet dribbles left and gives to Harper Coleman coming right. Kick out Cody Thiel. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Finds Hornet. Kick right side. Top three. Yes! Sienna top with a three. And Carrington had their largest lead at 22-15. At the head of the key, Sare. Right side, Aventroth goes inside and banks it home. Adley Aventroth's first basket, 22-17. Here's Aniston Hornet. Towards top, it's stolen by Olson. The other way, Bettner. She'll drive and lay it home and one. Raina Bettner in a foul. The foul on Harper Coleman. And just like that, it's a three-point game at 22-19. The free throw for Bettner makes it 22-20. Well, this was never going to be easy without Mara Johnson, and it's not. Thiel, Coleman, Hornet, right side, Sienna top, another three. That one off the heel. Offensive rebound, put back Hornet. She's got eight, and it's 24-20 Carrington with 4:20 to play in the third. Paige Cotton, a three. That's good. 24-23. With 4:10 to play in the third. Hornet goes right side to Thiel. Skip it down low to Coleman. To Sienna top now. Here's Thiel. Right side, Hornet. She gets doubled. Annie, timeout. Andy Broughton. It'll be a 30. We'll take it as well. Cardinals leading by a point, 24-23 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Give the Burrows a lot of credit. Carrington trying to get to 2-0 in region play. They will have to earn it if it's going to happen. They lead 24-23 halfway through the third. Hornet looking for an inbounds pass. Goes towards Sienna Top, who barely keeps it inbounds. Top turns down the screen, goes left, finds Maya Nice. Nice dribbles right. At the head of the key, a three by Top off the front of the rim. Rebound Olson. HCB can take the lead this trip. And here they come with Aventroth. Head of the key, Sare. I think you go to Olson here. They look for her. She's not there. Here's Paige Cotton. Right side, Bettner into the middle. Olsen, kick out. Cotton for three. Long, backside rebound. Aventroth and a foul on top. Her first, team second. And back in Casey Hong for the Burrows. And a three is blocked by Sienna Top out of the hands of Raina Bettner. And then there was a stoppage, and I'm not sure what for. Sore throws it in deep to Casey Hong. Hong drives left, gives to Sore, who drives in, and the pass is behind Olsen, a turnover. Out of bounds it goes. Carrington with the ball in a one-point lead. 3:10 to play in the third on the Bank Forward scoreboard. 24-23. Here's Sienna Top against a 1v1 this trip. Not the 1-3-1. Not the zone. Here is Hornet. Spinning left around a Coot screen. Gives to Sienna Top. Left side, Harper Coleman in the corner. Dribbles back to the head of the key and gives it to Top. Back for Coleman. Fakes a three. Drives past Hong. Wrap around feed Coots. Kick out. Top. Thought about it. Fires from the elbow. No. Offensive rebound. Hornet. Fouled. Sure shoot two. Box out, and that might be three on Olsen. It is. Hornet, 11 of 15 this year on free throws. Her first one is short. Into the lineup for the Burrows comes Brindley Lassard, 5'7 junior forward, who has scored 5 points this year. Second free throw off the front of the rim. Rebound, Cotton. Carrington just 1 of 4 at the line tonight after being so good on Friday night. Post entry, kick out, three for Lassard. Off the heel, rebound Hornet. Final 2:20 of the third, 24-23 Cardinals. Sienna Top down to Mara Coots. Deflected kick out. Finds Nice, now Hornet right elbow. Aniston gets doubled, fires, no. Backside rebound, deflected, and Lassard got tied up. It stays with Carrington. Baseline inbound as Spitzer and Thiel check back in. Thiel has it. Gives it right side to Hornet. Back to Cody Thiel. Down towards the post. Sophie Spitzer spins, fires, and got fouled. Got fouled by Lassard. And Sophie Spitzer a chance for her first varsity points of the season. The junior takes three dribbles, fires, and uses all of the rim to score it. It's 25-23 Cardinals. Second one. Tickles a twine. 26-23. First 2 points for Spitzer this season. Driving in is a held ball. Cody Thiel just tied up Casey Hong off the pass from Paige Cotton. Off the inbound, 26-23. Hong goes left side for Sore, who drives in, hesitates against Maya Nice. Mid post, Paige Cotton, kick out. Sore now, 8 to shoot. Drives right. Sore down the lane. Blocked by Hornet. Rebounded by Nice. Final 75 seconds of the third. Carrington by three. It's Sienna Top. Left side, Cody Thiel. Back to Sienna. Right side, Maya Nice. Thought about it, didn't take it. Here's Top. Thiel. Left wing, Hornet. Hornet drives right. Kicks out. Maya Nice. Thought about it again. 10 to shoot, 58 in the quarter. Nice. Head of the key, Spitzer. Back to Nice, who travels. Turnover, Carrington. 51.8 to play in the third. It's 26-23. Driving right, getting downhill and missing was Bettner. Rebound, Thiel. And it's a held ball that goes to Carrington. And here's Harper Coleman. Final 30 seconds of the quarter. There's a 5-second difference in the clocks. Right side, Nice. Back for top, a three. A little long, rebound, Harper Coleman on the backside. Down to Aniston Hornet, spins, fires, can't get it. And a rebounding foul on Aniston. They had a couple to give, and that's Hornet's second, team's third. So now HCV with the final possession of the third if they want it. 15 seconds, it's Sare. Handing it off to Bettner. Around a screen, Bettner, pick and pop, Paige Cotton, drives left, kick, Hong for the tie, in and out, rebound Hornet, and that's the third quarter. Well, right now, Carrington just holding on for dear life, shorthanded, but they lead at the end of three, 26-23, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
Fourth quarter ready to go. Cardinals 26, Burroughs 23. Meanwhile, in Carrington, Maddox McElhoney just scored, and the Cardinals have a 53-52 lead with 3 minutes to go over St. John. You can catch the final 3 minutes on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube channel. Maya Nice took it away. She's got a steal, and then it's stolen right back by Bettner. Up ahead, Cotton lays it up and in. Cotton with 5, 26-25, Carrington. Here's Aniston Hornet against Bettner. Dribbles left, now right, into a double, kick out. Here's Harper Coleman. Back down towards Hornet, stolen by Bettner. Hillsborough Central Valley could take the lead. Bettner, right side, Cotton, back to Bettner, back to Cotton, wide open three. They've got the lead. And a timeout, HCV, 7:17 to go, and it's Hillsborough Central Valley 28, Cardinals 26. Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Guard Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Guard Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Guard Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Guard Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
28-26 Hillsborough Central Valley with the first five of this fourth quarter. Cardinals with the ball down by a deuce. Aniston Hornet, Sienna top with Cody Thiel, Harper Coleman, and Mara Coots against a 1-3-1 zone. It's top, left side Coleman. Back to Sienna top, right wing. Cody Thiel gets trapped. Cody in a bad spot, throws it off Cotton and out of bounds. And an easy entry and a foul. That's four on Olsen. Free throws for Mara Coots. That was just a lob play to Mara. And she'll shoot two. Coots on the year, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. The first one is long. Carrington are 3 of 7 at the charity stripe. Second one rolls home. And the deficit is 1 at 28-27, Burroughs. Dribbling left is Sare. Back into the middle for Cotton. Down towards Olsen, she'll lay it in. Peyton Olsen with 8. It's the largest lead of the game for the Burroughs. 30-27. In the corner, Harper Coleman gets trapped. Harper in trouble, fouled. She is fouled on the baseline with 6:28 to play. And that's the second on Sare and the second in the fourth quarter on HCV. Deep inbounds, Coleman looks for Hornet. Kick out right side, Sienna top to Cody Thiel. Thiel dribbles with the right hand, finds top, who drives the baseline. Sienna is fouled and will shoot two. Sienna is 1 for 1 this year at the line. And that is the second on Paige Cotton and the third on the team. First one for top, splashes. She's got 4, it's 30-28. Second one upcoming for the lone senior on the team. She hits the pair, 30-29. Couple of exciting games for Carrington tonight. Up top, Bettner, right side to Cotton, who fakes, dumps it down. Olsen, kick out left side, driving in. Petosik may have traveled. Now Cotton's runner's way off. Rebound Cody Thiel. Carrington can take the lead back with 5:50 left. Hornet spins right. Kick out to Sienna top, and now Cody Thiel. Left side, Harper Coleman. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Harper gets a screen. Now dribbles in, stops, hands it. Aniston Hornet. Right side, Sienna top. 10 to shoot. Top drives the lane, puts it up, missed it. Rebound Olsen. Missed it long. Olsen may have just double dribbled and got away with it too. On the right side, Petosik up top, fires it down low. It's turned over, a steal for top. And Carrington can take the lead with 5 minutes to go. It's Hornet down towards Coots, off her hands and stolen by Paige Cotton. And so here comes HCB with a 1-point lead. Bettner around a screen. Bettner, 5 seconds closely guarded. A technical. A technical foul has been called on Andy Broughton. And it's 2 free throws for Hillsboro Central Valley. They'll be shot by Raina Bettner. Raina, 6 of 9 this year at the line, now 7 of 10, and it's 31-29. Second one, 32-29. She's got a game high 13, the freshman, Bettner. And an inbound to Olsen. She'll drive left and kick it to Petosik. Left side, Abentroth. And again, Bettner. Bettner crosses over. Somehow kept her dribble. 15 to shoot. Now she picks it up. And a timeout is called by Hillsboro Central Valley. They want a 30. will take the Dactel timeout as well. 4:24 to go, and the Burrows up three. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Your first car. It may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Cardinals down by three. Burrows with a basketball. 4:24 to go. 32-29. Carrington with only two field goals since halftime. A side inbounds comes to Potasik. Potasik drives right, gets around a screen, gives it up top for Cotton. Mid-post feed, Olsen fouled with two on the timer. And it's on Coleman, her second, team's first of the fourth, team's second of the fourth quarter. A technical, of course, counts as a personal. The ball is thrown in short and saved, but loose, and a foul is called on Bettner. And that's her third. And the last one to give, a steal for Siena Top. Meanwhile, the Carrington boys in dire straits, down 58-53 with 10 seconds left, and the Woodchucks shooting free throws. Here's Hornet. Around a screen, goes left side. Cody Thiel for the tie. A little long. Rebound. Held ball. It'll stay here with Carrington. 3:54 to go. And the Cards down by three. Here's Top. Left side, Coots. In the corner, Coleman. Ball fakes. Harper. Tried to get it to Hornet. It was stolen, and the layup goes for Aventroth. 34-29 HCB. Timeout, Andy Broughton. A Dactel timeout with 3:31 to go, and Carrington down by five. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose professional eye care centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Frelick, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas. Four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional eye care centers, clearly the best.
Cardinals down by 5, 34-29 with 3:31 to go. They have the basketball. Here's Aniston Hornet across the timeline against Bettner. Gets a screen. Leaves for Coots. Right side, Cody Thiel. Down towards Harper Coleman, who will lay it up and get fouled by Aventroth, her third. And Harper to the free throw line where she's 1-for-2. Meanwhile, the Cardinal boys have dropped to 0-3 on the year. They fall to the St. John Woodchucks, 60-56. Free throw, Harper goes down, 34-30. Second one. Also there, 34-31. Carrington still no field goals this quarter, but down by just three. Here's Olsen. Driving in, kicking to the corner. Aventroth travels. A turnover gives it back to Carrington. 3:12 to play. Defense, come on, Dribbling left. Here's a Harper Coleman three. A little long. Rebound, Sienna top. She'll bring it to the head of the key. And it's Cody Thiel. Dribbling left. Gives to Harper Coleman. Now top. Holding. Driving right. Top. Leaves for Coots. Head of the key. Hornet for the tie. She got it. Aniston Hornet a three. She's got 11. It's the first tie of the game. 34-all. Dribbling left, getting downhill with a floater that goes is Raina Bettner. 15 for Bettner, 36-34 Burroughs. 2:20 to play. It's Coleman to top. Left side, Coleman wants a screen, gets it. Harper looks, kicks, top for the lead. Short rebound, Cotton, and Cotton travels. A turnover on HCB, 2:06 to play. Burroughs by two, Cardinals have the basketball. Right side, Harper Coleman. Into the corner for Hornet. Here's Cody Thiel, down towards Coots, stolen. Not the right pass, a steal for Abentroth. And now Carrington have to get a stop. Down by two. It's Bettner, right side. Cotton, back to Bettner. Against top, poked free from her. Bettner dribbles right and leaves for Cotton to spin, fire, and hit. She's got 10 all since halftime, 38-34 with 93 seconds left. Timeout HCB, a Dactyl timeout. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned Good Neighbor Pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere, the ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Cardinals with the ball down, 490 seconds left. In the middle, Coots gives. Pardon me. Now fakes, now dribbles in. Coots, kick out. Cody Thiel, a three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, Paige Cotton. And she gives to Raina Bettner. Bettner is fouled by Hornet. Her third, team's third. 1:11 to play. Fantastic. They could really work the clock if they wanted to. Right side, a deflected ball out of bounds. 1:04 in the game, 28 on the shot clock. I don't know if you're Carrington, do you start fouling and extend the game? It's not a bad idea. Here's Bettner. Against top. Bettner drives right, now drives left, puts up a shot, and it doesn't go. Rebound Olsen, and she's tied up, but it stays with the Burroughs. 53.6 to play, and now if you're Carrington, you've got to start fouling. You've got to start fouling. Ball is thrown in short to Olsen. She gives to Potasek, wraparound feed, gets it back. And they're working the clock. Bettner, is Carrington going to foul? Doesn't look that way. Bettner, I mean, they're not fouling. I'm very surprised by this. Bettner is tied up. It goes to Carrington. With 33.7 to go, the Cardinals have the ball again, down by four. Timeout Carrington, 33.7 to go. Well, Is it a timeout? It is. It's a timeout, Carrington. It'll be a full Adactel timeout with 33.7 left, and the Cardinals down by 4. Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Here's the game reset. The Cardinals have the ball down 38-34 with 33.7 to go. Right now, the possession arrow is with Carrington. Once they inbound it, it will be with Hillsborough Central Valley. Andy Broughton has two timeouts left. HCV have one. And Carrington also have a foul to give. So once they do something this possession, they've got to get busy with the fouling. Real busy. Tonight's starting five out there for Carrington. Here's Sienna Top across the 10-second line. Top around the screen, gets downhill. Top lays it up, lays it in. Sienna with seven in the half. It's 38-36. Timeout Carrington. Andy does have a 30, and he's going to use it. And the reason why you take that timeout is the clock continues to run after a made basket. So you stop the clock, you set up your defense, and you do have to foul twice. Keep that in mind, because they only have three team fouls, and now the possession arrow is with the Burrows. It's 38-36, Hillsborough Central Valley. They've lost a lot of close games early this year, the Burrows. They're looking to win a close one tonight. Peyton Olson can run the baseline. She doesn't. She throws it in. And there's the foul by Sienna Top at 23.8. Her second, team's fourth. They got to do that one more time to force free throws for Hillsborough Central Valley. You probably don't want Bettner catching it. She's 3 for 3. And it's thrown. It is loose on the floor, and it's a held ball that stays with HCB. But now the arrow will flip to Carrington. Boy, that was not a great inbounds pass at all. And now it's a spot inbound. You can't move. Olson throws it in to Bettner, and she's fouled by Sienna Top. So Bettner will shoot two on Top's third foul. Bettner has not missed tonight. She's 3 for 3, and on the year, she's 8 of 11. 38-36 Burrows, 19.3 to go. Bettner gets it, 39-36. Bettner's second is good, 40-36. Timeout, Hillsborough Central Valley, a Dactel timeout with the score on the bank forward scoreboard, 40-36 Burrows, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Bickett Insurance Agency.
Cardinals have the possession arrow, the ball, and the only remaining timeout left in this game. But they got to make up 4 points in 19.3 seconds. Got to get it and go. And they do. Sienna Top across the timeline with 15. Spins right. Sienna stops. Gives it. Aniston Hornet down to Coots. Kick out Top. Need that three. It's good. Timeout Carrington. 6.7 to go. Sienna Top with three. So now we're right back where we were a second ago. Nobody has any timeouts, except now the possession arrow is with Carrington. 6.7 seconds left, 40-39 Burroughs. In this made-up game from a couple weeks ago, that if they would have played it then, they would have had Mara Johnson. Tonight, they don't have Mara Johnson. And give the Burroughs credit, because Raina Bettner's been really good. She has 17 to lead everybody. Now, if you're Carrington, there's no fouls to give. You can get super hyper aggressive with it. Try to get a steal. If you get the ball, you don't have a timeout. You just got to go with it. Down by one. 6.7 to go. Peyton Olsen can run the baseline. Olsen calls for the break. Can't get the ball in. Throws it in deep to Cotton, who is fouled by Hornet with 4.9. Aniston's fourth sends Cotton to the line. She's got 10 points all after halftime. And on the year, Cotton is 10 for 16 from the free throw line, 63%. Her first one is good, 41-39. This is a big one. This would force Carrington to hit a three. Cotton fires, gets it, 42-39. Now, Carrington, it's thrown in deep and picked off by Olsen, and Hillsborough Central Valley have won it, 42-39 over Carrington. The upset tonight in the Hillsborough Event Center. 42-39, our final on the Bank Forward scoreboard. And Cardinal basketball will continue in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
This is Brenna Hansen, a senior at Delax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Where do high school students learn about competition, free enterprise, morals, values, and how to succeed in our society? In uniquely staged high school activity programs. You can be a part of this valuable learning experience by attending a number of the many high school athletic, music, and speech events in your community. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit HighPlainsEQ.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Cardinals fall 42-39. B.J. Walters back with you in Hillsboro as the Burrows get the win. Let's give you our scoring recap. First for Hillsboro Central Valley, 17 from Raina Bettner, 12 from Paige Cotton, 8 from Peyton Olson, 4 from Hadley Abentroth, and 1 from Addison Sorry, Carrington, 11 from Aniston Hornet, 10 for Sienna Top, 8 for Cody Thiel, 5 for Mara Coots, 3 for Harper Coleman, 2 for Sophie Spitzer. We're joined by head coach Andy Broughton. And I mean, you take away a player as good as Mara Johnson, it does look different. But Hillsboro, I mean, this Bettner girl can really play.
Yeah, and we knew about her. We saw the scouting report. We saw some film. She's new to the area, but she's got a nice game, and Olsen does a nice job too. So they have two key components there, and the rest of the girls did their job on defense.
Yeah, and you got really good contributions. I thought Cody Thiel in that first half really kept you in the game.
Sure, she had a big shot right away, and then she hit a little layup too, and we had good effort all the way around. We just didn't hit enough shots. Our defense was fairly solid, and the kids gave great effort.
What would you make of sort of the rotations that you had to use, especially with that early foul trouble with Mara? I thought the girls hung in there.
Oh, yeah. So that's what you got to adjust, when foul trouble goes your way and doesn't go your way. And, the kids, they picked it up. They didn't quit at all. They fought down to the last 6 seconds here. If we had another quarter, we could have got them.
Yeah. And so you get a week here to kind of spend with family, regroup, and then next Monday, it's two good teams coming to Carrington. I mean, the fact that you've got Hazen and Dickinson Trinity, those are two good teams coming to town.
Yeah, it's a whole schedule.
It is.
Everything is a good team, and you just can't have a bad quarter or bad couple minutes, and that's what happened tonight. And they stretched it out a little bit, and we just couldn't claw back.
Well, Coach, Merry Christmas, and thanks very much for doing this. We'll see you next Monday.
Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it.
That's Carrington head coach Andy Broughton joining us in postgame after a 42-39 win for Hillsboro Central Valley. We'll come back, give you a couple scores, and wrap it up when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Here at Old National Bank of Carrington, we prefer to be the bank of choice that helps our clients fulfill their dreams, passionately supports our communities, and invests in the growth and development of our team members. Our mission has deep roots and a trusted partner. We invest our time, heart, and expertise so that our clients and communities thrive. Come see us today at Old National Bank from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on Main Street in Carrington.
A nice win for the Hillsboro Central Valley Burrows. They defeat the Carrington Cardinals tonight 42-39. Also, if you're somehow just joining us, the Carrington boys have fallen tonight to the St. John Woodchucks 60-56 at home. They are 0-3, and they are home next Monday night to take on the Nedros Cardinals. As for the Carrington girls, they are also home next Monday. 3:45 airtime here on KDAK the Cardinal and on YouTube as Carrington take on the Hazen Bison in the opening day of the Carrington Holiday Invite. Our great thanks. We love coming here because we love the hospitality which we receive from Athletics Director Dave Nelson here at Hillsborough Central Valley. Our great thanks to him. Our great thanks to our entire KDAK, the Cardinal staff, including Vinny Rappel and Kyle Hewitt, who had the boys game and the voice you're about to hear, David Burrell, and for our entire Carrington crew, that is Superintendent Janelle Helm, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and High School Principal Connor Weber. My name is BJ Walters. A heck of an effort tonight, but the Cards come up just short, 42-39 to Hillsborough Central Valley. From all of us to all of you, have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us, and good night from Hillsborough, North Dakota.
Carrington Cardinal basketball has been brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Bassett Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. The proceeding has been a presentation of I3G Media Sports on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.